ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton's in a federal courthouse in Maryland. He was indicted Thursday on 18 felony counts for allegedly mishandling classified information. He called the indictment nothing but retribution and part of President Trump's campaign to intimidate his opponents. ABC's Pierre Thomas says
Bolton and his attorneys claim no crime has been committed, but Bolton is under serious legal threat. Each of those 18 counts carries a maximum penalty of 10 years in jail.
Today, President Trump meets with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House. On Thursday, he spoke with Russia's Vladimir Putin for more than 2 hours and agreed to another meeting that's expected to come in Turkey. Hundreds of people have been airlifted out of rural Alaska villages that have been devastated by flooding that's killed one person and left two others unaccounted for. And Ford's recalling over 290,000 vehicles because of rearview camera system problems. This is ABC News. The Gaza ceasefire continues to hold, but reports suggest aid distribution is slow.
A flood of humanitarian aid has been promised for Palestinians in Gaza after the signing of that historic agreement between Hamas and Israel, but so far a surge has not materialized. Trucks are entering the strip, but several crossings continue to be closed, with reports that Israel is holding back the delivery of aid until Hamas return more bodies of the Israeli hostages inside Gaza. After 2 years of devastating conflict, the UN says that only an enduring ceasefire and the mass flow of aid can ease the suffering in the Gaza Strip. Guy Davies, ABC News in Jerusalem.
The three New York City mayoral candidates met Thursday on the debate stage on WNBC and WNJU-TV. Frontrunner Zoran Mamdani defended himself against the former governor Andrew Cuomo, who's running as an independent.
What I don't have in experience, I make up for in integrity. And what you don't have in integrity, you could never make up for in experience. Yeah.
Mamdani, a state assemblyman, beat Cuomo in the Democratic primary. Curtis Sliwa, the Republican candidate. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Remember the NFL draft in Green Bay last April when the city swelled to nearly six times its population, 600,000 people over the three-day event, and only one arrest? That extraordinary outcome was recognized this week at the state capitol. State Representative Ryan Spouty and State Senator Jamie Wall presented the First Responders of the Year award to the Green Bay Metro Fire Department for their effort in the draft. The award recognizes the planning, execution, and collaboration with other public safety organizations. Local law enforcement officers say the Green Bay Police Department, Green Bay Metro Fire Department, Ashwaubenon Public Safety Department, and Brown County Sheriff's Office spent more than a year planning for the event. The deadline for media outlets to sign the Pentagon's no press policy has come and gone this week, and only one conservative news outlet has agreed to the new terms, telling reporters how they can gather information. Under the Defense Department's new policy, members of the press must agree to not obtain or publish material which is not authorized for the public, even if it's unclassified. Journalists are also restricted from walking freely around the Pentagon. Instead, they'll need to be accompanied by a Pentagon official in some areas of the building. Failure to sign the press pass means that media outlets are in danger of losing their press credentials. The new policy has sparked outrage among journalists. The Pentagon Press Association said the Defense Department's new policy was, quote, designed to stifle a free press and potentially expose us to prosecution for simply doing our jobs. The association goes on to say, in part, the policy conveys an unprecedented message of intimidation to everyone within the Department of Defense. More than a dozen news outlets have pushed back against the Pentagon, saying they will not sign the new media policy. Those outlets include all the major broadcast networks, as well as CNN, The Wall Street Journal, and The New York Times. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Another loss for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. In the National League Series, the Dodgers down the Brewers again, this time 3-1. And to make matters worse, Milwaukee slugger Jackson Chourio had to leave the game in the seventh inning, re-injuring his strained right hamstring. Pat Murphy with the update.
Chourio's had continual cramps in his hamstring. He feels like he's going to be okay. So I'm hopeful.
So the Brewers down now 3-0. Game 4 is tonight. Football, the Badgers and Ohio State Buckeyes kick off at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon at Camp Randall Stadium. The Packers play the Cardinals in Arizona on Sunday. NBA, the Bucks getting ready for their season opener next week.
You know, you got 5 days, get your legs back under you, get back into a great spot mentally, physically, and then it's time to roll. Once the season starts, the first 10, 11 games, like every other day or something like that. So I think it's vital that guys get their legs up under them, get their win back and things like that.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny, breezy, and warm for mid-October with highs in the low to mid-70s. Tonight, showers becoming likely, a few thunderstorms possible as well, breezy with lows in the upper 50s. A few showers lingering in the morning on Saturday, highs near 70. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
WGBW. There she was. Just a walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Single day singing.
Timeless hits. Good morning to you. It's 97.9 at WGBW. The first ever number one hit for Neil Diamond happened this month 55 years ago with Cracklin' Rosie.
Ah, Cracklin' Rosie, get on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more. We'll go taking it slow. And Lord, don't you know. Have me a time with a poor man's lady, itching on a twilight train. Ain't nothing here that I care to take along. Maybe a song to sing when I want. Don't need to say please to no man for a happy tune. Oh, I love my Rosie child. Got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Cracklin' Rose, your store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running. Oh, play it now, play it now, play it. Last for an hour, that's all right, 'cause we got
set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions, yeah. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Cracklin' Rose, your store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Cracklin' Rose, make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's all right, 'cause we got all night. Set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions. Bye, 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 bye.
Music you can strut to, dance to, make romance to, sing to, reminisce to, smile to. 97.9 WGBW.
97.9 FM. Ah! In the name of God, before you break my
local news and timeless hits. We're 97.9 WGBW. So no dogs appearing in my dream last night, but just about every other animal did. And it was last night the night for crazy dreams. I had one. My husband told me about his. It also made no sense whatsoever. I was telling Dan Marcus in the hallway just a moment ago. I said, I don't know if we ate something last night or if something was in the atmosphere. But yeah, it was a night for wild dreams. I'll need a dream analysis from you coming up in about 25 minutes. Let me try to put it together.
Let's go. You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Let's go. If you've ever found yourself driving down a quiet back road and thought, this feels special, you might be on one of our estate's rustic roads.
The program was created by the legislature back in 1973. It's really a unique local-state partnership.
Officials wanted people by car, bike, motorcycle, or even on foot to enjoy the natural beauty. The first rustic road designated in Taylor County 50 years ago this month.
There's 124 roads that have been designated rustic roads in Wisconsin in 62 different counties, and it spans over 784 miles.
Each rustic road is unique, rolling past farmland through forests or covering rugged terrain. And the speed limit tops out at 45 miles an hour, sometimes even slower. It's not about getting anywhere fast. This slice of Wisconsin reveals sometimes the best part of the journey is the road itself. I'm Terry Baugh.
97.9 WGBW welcomes the Linda Ronstadt Experience to Green Bay's Meyer Theater. Friday, October 24th. I've been experience the music of Linda Ronstadt as performed by American Idol star Tristan McIntosh. Tickets available now at MeyerTheater.org or listen to 97.9 WGBW for your chance to win tickets.
Well, that'll be the day.
The music of Linda Ronstadt.
I think I'm gonna love you.
Friday, October 24th, the Meyer Theater, with the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie. Cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, you give me all your loving and well, you know you love me, baby. Still, you tell me maybe that someday will I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day. Your heart, so if we ever part, then I'll leave you. You sit and hold me, and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, cause that'll be
local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Sunday morning, don't miss New Wisco Weekend, another great edition starting at 8 a.m. on Sunday. This one going to cover a lot of stories about dogs, the working dogs, service animals, that is. Some new legislation being passed in Madison on emotional service animals and so much more. 8 a.m. right here on 97.9 WGBW Sunday morning.
We skip the light fandango. Turns cartwheels across the floor. I was feeling kind of seasick.
Yeah.
97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. Thousands are expected to take to the streets this weekend for No Kings protests across the country, including right here in Northeast Wisconsin. The demonstrations are planned to send a message to lawmakers against what organizers describe as the authoritarian policies of President Donald Trump and corruption in his administration. Nearly a dozen protests are planned throughout communities in our area, including Green Bay, Manitowoc, Shawano, Marinette, and Door County. Organizers say the events will include speakers, chants, and songs, and emphasize nonviolent protest and community safety. With the Packers on the road this weekend, Lambeau Field is going to feel a little spooky. The Green Bay Packers will host the free fall-themed event Spooktacular tomorrow in the Lambeau Field atrium from 9 to 3. The popular family event features interactive stage entertainment, fall-themed games, craft stations, cookie decorating, balloon animals, face painting, and more. There are also plenty of fall scenes set up for some great family photo ops. If you've ever thought about being a foster home for an animal in need, now's your chance to really make a difference. Animal shelters all around our area are putting the word out that they're in urgent need of foster homes for cats and kittens. The Nina Animal Shelter recently posted on Facebook that they are completely full and having to house cats and kittens outside the kennels in various rooms throughout the building. The Oshkosh Shelter and Wisconsin Humane Society have put out similar pleas. Shelter workers say foster homes provide a safe space and a bit of love, even if just for a little while, until the animal is ready to be adopted. The shelter provides all the necessary supplies and support. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny, breezy, and warm for mid-October with highs in the low to mid-70s. Tonight, showers becoming likely, a few thunderstorms possible as well, breezy with lows in the upper 50s. A few showers lingering in the morning on Saturday, highs near 70. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
Oh, And if you never hear from him, that just means he didn't call.
News and timeless hits on 97.9 at WGBW. The Green Bay Gamblers on the road this weekend. Back-to-back games Saturday and Sunday. Kind of in my region where I grew up in Ohio. That upper northeast corner in the Youngstown area, taking on the Youngstown Phantoms. I mean, I'm pulling for the Gamblers, let's be honest.
What time it was.
Hits on 97.9 WGBW and streaming for you on that Civic Media app.
It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
Talking to myself and feeling old. Sometimes I'd like to quit. Nothing ever seems to fit. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. What they used to call the blues. Nothing is really wrong. Feeling like I don't belong. Walking around some kind of lonely clown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. Funny, but it seems wind up here with you. Nice to know somebody loves me. Funny, but it seems that it's the only thing to do. Run and find the one. one who loves me. What I feel is come and gone before. No need to talk it out. We know what it's all about.
Local news and timeless hits with Rainy Days and Mondays on 97.9 WGBW. A rainy overnight, but, you know, not a bad-looking morning so far this morning. Maybe it was the rain last night. I don't know what it was, but my husband had some weird dreams. So did I. Analyze this one for me. So my husband and I in real life don't have kids, but in my dream, whether we were babysitting or they were our own, I don't know. But preteen girl, little bit younger boy, and all of a sudden, someone dropped off a potbelly pig as a present for them. So it's squealing, running around the house. I'm like, we're not keeping this pig. And then I hear some scratching coming from the ceiling, and one of the ceiling tiles falls down, and out comes into my arms a tuxedo-colored black and white cat. Which that was actually a good dream. Like, cats are falling into my arms from heaven. Let's do this in real life. But the dream itself, it was just insanity, running around the house, animals making noise, and me going, I did not ask for this.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
Make plans now to see the historic Payne Estate in Oshkosh transformed into a spectacular showcase of illuminated sculptures and environments with the nature of light. Happening August 1st through October 26th, this mystical adventure brings visitors on an immersive journey among numerous lighted vistas and sculptural displays where you can view, touch, explore, and play with the nature of light itself. You can choose either the main or ultimate experience for your tour. Reservations are required, so go to thepayne.org today.
97.9 FM. Oh yeah, I tell you something, I think you'll understand. When I say that something, such a feeling that my love, I can hide.
time. It's such a feeling that my love.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Just on my crazy animal dream story, and I get an email from one of our listeners that said, no joke, but this sounds like your dream. Did you hear about the bears that broke into a Colorado gym this week? And we're eating all the protein shakes and the protein mix. Not a dream. It was in real life. Oh, man. What is happening?
Just got home from Illinois. Locked the front door.
Station you don't have to be afraid to let the kids listen to. 97.9 WGBW.
She wore blue velvet. Bluer than velvet was the night. Softer than satin was the light from the stars. She wore blue velvet. Bluer than velvet were her eyes. Warmer than May her tender sighs. Love was ours, ours, love I held tightly, feeling the rapture grow, like a flame burning brightly, but when she left, gone was the glow. But
in my heart they'll always be. Precious and warm a memory. Through the years, and I still can see blue velvet through my tears. She wore blue velvet, but in my heart there'll always be precious and warm a memory through the years. And I still can see blue velvet through my
knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that are dried upon some line. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that bind me, or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman's crying to her mother cause she turned and I was gone, I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and a summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a roughening coal pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through cupped hands round the tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're waiting from the back roads by the rivers of my memories. Ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
Local news and timeless hits, WGBW, Denmark Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky heads to the White House today. He has been requesting Tomahawk missiles from President Trump, but ABC's Mary Bruce says his request may have been thwarted yesterday when Russia's Vladimir Putin spoke by phone with the president.
Trump has suggested he's open to it, but he also says he discussed it on the phone with Putin yesterday, who, not surprisingly, doesn't like that idea. All of this is raising questions about whether Putin's decision to commit to another meeting now is simply a tactic to buy more time, or or a good faith effort to finally reach peace.
The U.S. and Russia will have high-level talks next week. So-called No Kings protests planned tomorrow in all 50 states opposing Trump administration policies. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he's deploying the National Guard to Austin in response. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton's in court.